Yesterday we spoke about a person who should never feel as if a mitzvah is beneath them to fulfill. And we mentioned, and in a part of that discussion, how Moshe Rabbeinu constructed the Mishkan in our Parsha, Parshas Pekudei, with his own two hands, taking no assistance from others, not pushing it onto any of his students to do on his behalf. And from here the Shulchan Aruch learns that a person should never feel that building a sukkah, or building a makkah, or being involved in various different mitzvah opportunities is considered a compromise to their dignity. I was very pleased that last night I received probably 5 or 6 emails from really all over the world. One person was from Australia, one person was from California, one from Muncie, very interesting, who all had the same comment about a point that I made yesterday, and they were all very correct. And their comment was based on a Gemara in Bab Mitzvah Lamed. The Gemara tells us the following: Matzah sak o kupa v'chal davar she'en darko lito. What if I, when we're talking about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, I'm walking in the street and I pass by an item which is not normal for me to be carrying in the street. So you take, for example, the example I was always given by my Rabbeim when they taught this Gemara was, you have Rabbi Yashiv. The Gadol Hador is walking down the street and everybody knows he's a very special and holy person. Everybody knows he's very dignified. And he happens to chance upon a woman's bathing suit that dropped from a clothing line. So you have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, but what's he going to do? He's going to start walking, knocking on every door, holding up the bathing suit and asking if it belongs to someone. It's beneath his dignity. It's not something he would ever walk around with if it was his own. If his own wife lost it, he wouldn't walk around the street without putting it in a bag. So the Gemara says, Hareza lo yitol, he's not obligated to somewhat defile himself, to lower himself, to go and perform the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda for someone else's item, which he himself would never carry on his own. And therefore the Gemara says he doesn't have to do it for someone else either. Minahani mili, how do we know that this is the case? How do we know that if you pass an item in the street, and it's beneath my dignity to walk around the streets with such an item, how do you know that I don't have to carry such an item and return it to the owner? Says the Gemara, we have a pasuk, v'hisalamta, and you can overlook. Pa'amim sha'atam is alem, sometimes you have a right to overlook an item when it comes to Hashavas Aveda. Upa'amim sha'atam is alem, sometimes you have a right to overlook, sometimes you must go ahead and take care of it. What's the example of where you're allowed to ignore it? What's the example of where you're allowed to overlook it and just keep on walking and ignore the item? Says the Gemara, Hayakoin vihi bebeis hakvaros. What if you're a kohen and you see a lost item in a beis hakvaros, which means I'm going to have to defile my kahuna to go and retrieve that item? Says the Gemara, in a case like that, you don't defile your kahuna to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Example number 2. If you are a zakein, ve'eina lafi chavodo, if you're the type of person that's a great dignitary, we'll see in a few minutes what exactly that means, and it's beneath your dignity to return that item. Like the example we gave, I would never be caught walking with such an item. Or, a third case, ha'isa malachto shalo meruba mishel chavero. If I have a situation where, let's say I'm a high-power lawyer, and I get paid $150 an hour, by going and wasting my time, so to speak, to go, more than that, I don't know, high-power lawyer gets...
Much more.
I have small hasagas. I'm a small guy. I have small hasagas. So let's say you have a high-powered lawyer who's getting $1,000 an hour. And now he passes by, somebody dropped a knapsack in the street. What does it have? Some children's toys. It has little notebooks, little things. So now you're going to have to start knocking on the doors of all the schools to ask, who lost this knapsack? It's not going to be worth it for them to pay you back for all that time that you lost out working, where I would have been paid $1,000 an hour. It doesn't make sense. Says the Gemara, in a case like that, just leave the knapsack, let somebody else get it. Let somebody else do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, just a cost basis. It doesn't equal out. It's not worthwhile. And says the Gemara, in those cases, you have a right to be mis'alim. You have a right to overlook and to keep on walking. Number one, the case was a kohen, where the item is in a beis hakvaros. Case number two is where you have a zakein, and it's not lefi chavodo. It's beneath my dignity to be walking around the street with such an item. And number three is, if I have a very high-powered job and I'm going to be paid a lot of money, and by going to retrieve this item, I'm going to lose a lot of money, and then they're going to have to pay me back for that, it's not worth it. So in a case like that, says the Gemara, the person has a right to overlook it. Now the Rishonim ask a question, why do we need the Pasuk of Hisalamta by Hashavas Aveda? I should have learned it from another Pasuk in Maseches Brachos, which seems to indicate that I would have been Pater anyway, but either way, the Rishonim come to the understanding that certainly under these conditions, we would assume that a person does not have an obligation to return the lost item. You can just keep on walking. So all these people emailed me. What do you mean? You said yesterday that a person should never feel that a mitzvah is beneath their dignity to fulfill. If the Torah says you should do this mitzvah, if the Torah says build a sukkah, if the Torah says you should shake a lulav, if the Torah says you should build a makkah on your roof, if the Torah says you should build a mishkan, and it's a very difficult job, and it's not something easy to do, and you are none other than Moshe Rabbeinu, you should never feel that it's beneath you, because that's what the Torah asks you to do. And there's nothing that the Torah asks which is beneath us. So why here do we find an example of a case where the Torah itself tells us, don't get involved in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda because it's beneath your dignity to walk around with such an item in the street. Why should that be the case? Why is this an exception to the rule? It's an excellent question, and I don't know if we'll get to the answer today. I just want to explain the question a little bit more, and then perhaps we'll get to it tomorrow. So number one, what does it mean if you're a dignitary and it's a zakein ve'eino lefi chavodo? It's beneath your dignity. What does that mean? What makes you a dignitary? What makes you such an honorable person that you now don't have to go ahead and return the item? So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim. The Shita Mukubetzas writes, in his commentary on Bav Metzia, he writes, Zakein bechachmaso. He quotes in the name of the Ritva that it means somebody who is a zakein bechachmaso, not just an elderly person, it means somebody who is a great Talmud Chacham. Ve'eino lefi chvodo mepnei chachmaso. And due to the great wisdom and knowledge of Torah that you have no obligation to go ahead and return the item. Mishum kavod Torah so dachide. Because of the respect of the Torah that you represent, you don't have to go ahead and do it. Aval zakein o nichba de'alma. But an elderly or distinguished or prominent person, let's say you're the governor of New York State, so you're a very prominent person, but you don't represent a great wisdom of or wealth of knowledge in Torah, in a case like that, lo chashiv eino lefi chavodo. In a case like that, we don't say, you shouldn't return it because it's beneath your dignity. No, that's not beneath your dignity, you should return it. However, if you're a great Torah scholar, then we assume you don't have a right to compromise your Torah scholarship as a result of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and you should go ahead and just overlook the item. However, he then quotes the Rambam's opinion, where the Rambam says, no, the Gemara means here a zakein who is a chacham or a zakein mechubad. Anyone who is considered to be a respectable person, anyone who is considered to be a dignitary, and this would be beneath them to go ahead and carry this item in the street, they are no longer obligated to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So this is a very important machlokas harishonim. Exactly, how do we define what the Gemara is describing here? Again, the Gemara tells us someone who is a zakein ve'eino lefi chvodo does not have to perform the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Well, who are we describing? Does that mean any elderly person, anyone who's a dignitary, anyone who might have a prestigious position, and this is beneath them to go return the item that's considered to be zakein ve'eino lefi chvodo, and now you're pater? Or do we say no? It only refers to someone who's a great Talmud Chacham, and you don't have a right to compromise the Kavod HaTorah for the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So this is a very important discussion in the Rishonim, and from that comes another machlokas HaRishonim. Let's say I'm a great Talmud Chacham, and everybody recognizes that I'm a great Talmud Chacham, not me, but you have somebody who is, and I decide, look, the Torah said I'm not obligated to return this item. It's beneath my dignity to do it, but I want it anyway. I'm a good person. Why shouldn't I return it? I would be happy if it was returned to me, even though it's beneath someone else's dignity, so I want to return it to someone else. The Rush writes, you don't have a right to compromise your Kavod HaTorah, even if you want to. Even if you want to volunteer. If the Torah says you're not allowed to under such conditions, that means you're not allowed to. So they write that this is the Rush Lishitaso. The Rush says, since the whole tour that we give, since we only say you're absolved from the mitzvah in a situation where you represent great Torah knowledge, so then the Torah doesn't belong to you. You don't have a right to say, I'm going to compromise the dignity of the Torah and I'm going to do it anyway. No, if the Torah stands up for its own kavod and says you're not allowed to compromise my honor, that means you're not allowed to compromise even if you volunteer to do so. However, other Rishonim say, no, you do have a right to volunteer. The Ran and the Rambam write, if a person so chooses to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, even though you feel it's clearly beneath your dignity, it's clearly something you would never be comfortable doing on your own unless there was a mitzvah that instructed you to do so, in a case like that, the Ran and the Rambam say, nothing wrong. The same way you're allowed to volunteer to do anything that you're not obligated to do, so too over here you're allowed to volunteer. And that is the Rambam Lishitaso. Because the Rambam's definition of a zakein, of a dignitary, is anyone who considers themselves to be in a prestigious position. Not because you represent great Torah knowledge, but because you are a dignified person. So you have a right to be mochel on your dignity. You're not compromising on the Kavod HaTorah, you're compromising on the dignity of yourself. Anyone has the right to do that to an extent. And therefore we assume the Rambam says you have a right to go above and beyond and volunteer to do the mitzvah, even if you might not be obligated to do so. Yeah.
Okay, so my one question for the tzad that's focused on chachmot.
Mm-hmm.
So would that could be even if chronology does not come to play. So, for example, the way Eleazar ben Azariah.
Correct, absolutely.
Right? 17 years old.
You can be young as you want, but Zakin means Zesha Kana Chachma, someone who has...
So his Chachmut, right, is really the important issue there.
That's the factor, correct. That's enough to say that he shouldn't have to go ahead and do the mitzvah, correct. So the Gemara says a story in Bav Metzia when describing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi was once walking along the road, a fascinating story. Says he comes across somebody, I guess he was a baker or something, and he had a bunch of rolls, and everything drops out of his, you know, the Brinks truck, and everything falls out of the truck, and now he's standing in the middle of the street, and he realizes the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, he has to go back and give it to him. But it was beneath Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi's dignity to go and start picking up all the rolls from the floor and to stand there on his hands and knees and pick everything up. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi goes over to the person and he says to him, look, I would love to help you, but it's beneath me. So tell me, how much is the worth of everything that you just dropped on the street? I'll be happy to pay you for it. Instead of bowing down on the floor and doing it, happy to pay for it. So the Gemara says, the man tells him how much it cost. Rabbi Shmuel goes ahead and gives him the money and says, go on your way, don't worry about what you lost. The man goes ahead, and now, officially, Rabbi Shmuel owned all the rolls because he paid for them. So Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't need all these things. What am I going to do with them? Rabbi Shmuel says, now they're hefker. Now they don't belong to me anymore. Anyone who wants can come and take them. The man goes ahead and claims them again. Now he says, you have a mitzvah Shavas Aveda again. So Rabbi Shmuel says, hey, you're correct. So he goes and he gives him the money again. And he says, here, I'm going to bail myself out a second time. Gives him the money again. And the wise guy keeps doing the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel says, hey, listen here. You keep going on your way. I'm going to be mafker. I'm going to say everything that I bought from you is hefker, except for you. It belongs to me with regard to you. With regard to the rest of the world, anyone's allowed to take it. So again, the Gemara has this strange story, which seems to indicate that Rabbi Shmuel was not willing to compromise on his dignity to go and bend down on the floor, but yet at the same time, he felt, I have to do something. So he paid the man in order to absolve himself from the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which is an incredible midas chasidus when you think about it. He obviously was not obligated to do so. He just volunteered, and he volunteered to the point that he paid so much money to do that. Now, the Rambam learns from here that you see from the Gemara that even a person who is not obligated to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is allowed to go ahead and volunteer to do so. So you have two options. Either you can volunteer by paying your way out of it, or you can volunteer by getting down on your hands and knees. And the Rosh says, no, you see clearly from the Gemara that he didn't have a right to volunteer, and that's why he had to come up with a new way to help the man, because had he wanted to volunteer, he could have actually bent down on the floor and picked them up on his own, but he chose not to do that. So that's really where the discussion in the Rishonim stems from, and that's a very important discussion in the Halacha. Now, how does one evaluate? How does one assess? How do you gauge whether or not this is beneath my dignity to do this? How are you supposed to know? There's no barometer that says, well, if it's this kind of item, that's beneath your dignity. If it's that kind of item, it's above. So the Gemara says very simple. The Gemara says in Bav Metzia, the answer is, kol shebishalom machzir bishal chavero nami machzir. If it's something that I myself would return to myself, if I lost it, if I would go out looking for it, and I would be happy if I found it on my own, then I would go and do it again for somebody else. So the barometer is, anything, the yardstick is the criterion, anything that I would do for myself and carry around myself in the street is something I have an obligation to do for somebody else. Anything, any item which I would not be found carrying in the street is something that I don't have to do for anyone else. And the Acharonim explained very simply that the reason why the Gemara gives that kind of criterion, that kind of meter, is because otherwise everybody has their own way of gauging. How are we going to write a list and say, well, if it's this kind of item, you should return, or if it's that kind of item, you shouldn't? It's very hard to gauge and figure out and assess exactly what you're obligated to do or not. So tomorrow, we'll get back to the question that was raised, which again, was a very good question, in general, for those who came in late. If we assume that there's never a hierarchy in mitzvahs, and we assume that nobody should ever feel uncomfortable performing a mitzvah, and that's what we mentioned yesterday, that Moshe Rabbeinu builds the Mishkan by himself, and we should build the sukkah by ourselves, and we should not feel it's beneath our dignity to do so. So then how do we understand this Gemara where we're told that if it's beneath my dignity to pick up the lost item, the Hashavas Aveda, I don't have to engage in the mitzvah? Why should you feel it's beneath your dignity? It's a mitzvah that you're doing. Same way you go ahead and you build the sukkah with your own two hands, same way you build the Mishkan with your own two hands, even though you're Moshe Rabbeinu, so too you should be obligated to perform the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Why is that in a different category? So let me just close. I see we only have 2 minutes left. Let me just close with one beautiful insight. The Chassidus Sfarim write that the Pasuk here tells us, Visalamta mehem, you have a right sometimes when you are passing by a lost item, you have a right to overlook it and just keep on walking. So many Sfarim write the same idea, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Yerushalmi tells us, the Ribbono Shel Olam also tries his best, so to speak, Abayachal, he tries his best to perform all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And that's why they come up with all kinds of questions. How is he allowed to violate this? And how is he allowed to violate that? Whatever you do with all those questions. But basically over here, many svarim write that the Ribbono Shel Olam also performs the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. How so? He has a bunch of children who got very lost in this world, in this complicated world. And we have gone in directions which have pulled us so far away from our owner, who have pulled us so far away from where we really belong. And yet the Ribbono Shel Olam makes sure to come after us and do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda and to return ourselves to ourselves. And although, say the Achronim, although we assume that so many of us have become so defiled, so desecrated, so impure on the choices that we made in our lives, and you should have said it's a zakin ve'ena lefichvodo, it's beneath, so to speak, God's dignity to go looking for us. What? We deserve His honor, we deserve that He should come looking for us and He should come engage us and bring us back. Why do we deserve that? We are so beneath the dignity of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but yet they say, misnaheg b'chasidus. Like the Rambam says, a Talmud Chacham who wants to volunteer to go ahead and do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, even when he's not obligated, it's a midas chasidus to do so. And the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is misnaheg b'chasidus mochel avonosamo. The Ribbono Shel Olam does the same thing. He acts with chasidus, with the pnimishuras hadin. He does something even though he's not obligated to do so. He's not obligated to take us back, but he's mochel avonosamo because of the midah of chasidus that he has. He's willing to forego, he's willing to overlook, and he's willing to go. And some say that's also the idea. We say, Ela chamda libi v'chusana v'altis alim. You should have pity and mercy on us. V'altis alim, and don't overlook. That's what we mean. Have pity and mercy on us, although by the strict letter of the law, you have a right to overlook the Jewish people. You have a right to say, look how far they've fallen, look how far away they've gone from where they belong. They are an aveda that I'm not obligated to take back, but we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'chusana, have pity, have mercy on us, v'altis alim, and don't overlook. Even though by Hashavas Aveda, the din is v'hisalamta, you have a right to overlook. Here we say, the Ribbono Shel Olam's chesed is not misalim, that he doesn't pass us by, that he doesn't just overlook, that he does go out looking for his children, and he is willing to return them back to their source and to where they belong. And Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will continue with this.